Good evening, everyone. Tonight we have Miguel. He is a seminarian from the Archdiocese. You study for Phoenix, right? So he is in here with us tonight to do the seminary appeal. And I was like him 2 years ago. I was being around asking people to donate money for the seminary because all the seminarians are poor, I guess. Miguel reminds me a lot about the seminary. I studied over here for 7 years when I left the country, when I left Vietnam. So this is like the seminarian story. We have mass in the seminary at 12:10 after like 4 or 5 classes in the morning. And then you know that in the seminary, we wake up early in the morning to pray and then to have a holy hour together. And then after the holy hour, we have breakfast together, and then we have 4 classes. And then we all so hungry and tired and sleepy. And then we have mass from 12:10 to like 1 p.m. And then we have lunch at 1 p.m., but mass at 12:10. And then we're all so tired, and I am so tired as well. And then I remember one day, I was sitting right behind my friend. Like, he's sitting right here, right in front of me, and I was behind him. And you know that before the gospel, we say, Alleluia, Alleluia, and then the gospel. But right in the first reading, he was sleeping right in front of me, and right in the first reading, and I just like avoided him, and then, Alleluia. And then he stood up and he said, Alleluia. And then all the friends behind me, they were all dying laughing because, why you stood up? And then, like from that day, he hated me so much. And then I had to tell him, hey, I'm so sorry, but what is going on? Well, anyway, so that is the seminarian life. We always have fun together. But like the man, he from Kansas, and then we are classmates. I usually talk to him, but we're close friend after that accident, I guess. We in the seminary, it was so funny. Every single seminarians are so holy and funny until you become a priest and you be cranky, grumpy, and then not funny anymore. Back to the homily today two ideas from the gospel today, and I invite you all to reflect with me two things from this week. The first idea is about Jesus. He saw a Pharisee praying in public, seeking honor from the people, and then tried to be sitting at the first seat in public, and then try to say hi to people because, you are holy. However, the Lord, he said, you will face the severe damnation. And that's what the Lord said. And then very first point from my homily today, invite you all to reflect with me, is to be holy means to be real. Again, to be holy means to be real. Being real, brother and sister, I invite you all to be real with God and with your family. Again, the very first step to be holy is to be real. You have to be real to God because He knows everything about you. You cannot fake in front of Him. The Pharisee today, the Lord, he knows everything about him. And he said, you will face severe condemnation. Because the Lord, he knows everything already. So I invite you all today, maybe be real with him when you pray. And then be real with your family. Because you have to be real. Because very first step to recognize our sinful nature is being real with God. Being real. God, I hate my neighbors. God, help me. Correct me. Be with me. Protect me. God, I am afraid. God, help me. Because I want to be real with you. Because you know everything. You know everything about my heart. Being real means also be accepted. And brother and sister, I came here 7 years ago as from my country, from Vietnam. And you know that when I got here, I was struggling a lot with my accent. And then, you know what? It, like, 4 years ago, I still struggling a lot, like in my mind, like I struggling a lot, like how can I correct my accent? How can I fix my accent? And even some friends told me, like, hey, you have a bad accent. You need to correct that. People would not understand you. And then I was like, shoot, what should I do now? And then until one day, my friend, he told me that, hey, Anthony, you don't change your accent. You cannot change your accent. Accept that. And then he opened like one idea that, hey, accept that. Because that is yours. That is yours. You cannot change that. You cannot change your hair color. You cannot change your like skin colors. You cannot change your accent. You cannot change your past. You cannot change your sinful nature. But keep trying. The thing is, we are, and I was struggling a lot with my accent. Like, okay, I am a bad guy. How people understand me? I got to the parish, Light Up the World last year. And in my mind, either people are going to hate me, or two things happen with your accent, Anthony. People will hate you forever. Or you can keep the people awake during your homily because people will have no idea what you're talking about. Brother and sister, like, even me, I'm struggling with that every single day. And even right now, you recognize my accent easily. But accept that. Because that is the way that I can be holy. If I cannot accept that, I cannot work on my weaknesses. And I invite you all today, accept what the things you cannot change. The things you can change, do it. Keep trying. I'm trying to work on my accent. To be honest with you, I'm working every day. But in my mind, okay, I get that. Either I'm gonna like ignore that, or I have to work on that. With acceptance. Accept your past. You cannot change your sinful past. And I guarantee everyone is sinner, including me. We all sinners. We need to accept our past, but move on to the future. The second point from my homily today is the Lord, he saw a woman donated money into the temple. And he said, that lady donated the most. Brothers and sisters, to be holy is to give. God himself, he gives everything to humanity. And even God himself gives to humanity his only begotten son. And then what did humanity do? Killed him. We killed the son of God. Not kidding at all. I'm not kidding at all with you all. God, from all eternity, chose for the moment in the fullness of time, he sent his son into the world and then to help the world, to love, to show for humanity his love, his charity, and then the humanity. Okay, that is the son of God. I'll kill you. And then that's all the God we worshiped. To be holy means to give. God himself gives to the humanity his only begotten son. And I want you to give. Giving can be hard. There is a lake. If the lake received the water without giving out the water, you know what happened? We call it the dead lake. But if the water flowing around, the lake is giving out the water. We have the living lake. When I was in Vietnam, very first house my parents had, and then they moved to another house. But the first house we had the well. You know that the poor country, they all had the well. And then we had the well in the first house. And then when we moved on to the another house, we just left the house and then like the well as well. And then 1 year later, I came back to my first house. And then I just like running around the house and then just checking what is going on. And I saw the well again. Yeah, that is, I took the water from there, that I take a shower and all the water from that. And then I opened like the cover and I just looked out and then it was empty. And I was shocked. Like, what is going on? I think like no one used the well will be like the well will be more water, right? We all think about that. But brother and sister, the well doesn't give water, the well's dead. If you don't give, I know what happened. To be holy means to give. It doesn't mean like you have to give money. No. Of course, yes, but no. You know what I mean? Like, so many ways you can give. How about like 10 minutes giving to your mom and dad in the nursing home? How about 10 minutes phone calls for them in the nursing home? They are lonely in the nursing homes, in the hospice. How about an hour to visit them? How about your time? How about giving out your time? How about giving out the text messages about, hey, what is going on? How can I help you? How about a phone call for the older friends? Giving out, it doesn't mean like a money. Like, don't get me wrong. Everything you can give, because God himself gives totally as a self-give to the humanity, so that if you want to be like God, participate in that gift. Giving out means you are participation. You are participate in that relationship with God, because God is always giving. And then if you join God, you have to give. You cannot live by yourself. It's impossible for the one person to live by themselves, to live by himself or herself. But you need each other, and everyone needs you. Seminarians need you. That's why he's here. Maybe that's all I have today for you. First, try to be real in front of God. He knows everything about you. Second, try to give. Give it now. Give it to like whatever you have. Your time, your talents, your money, everything you can give. And I invite you all to do that, especially today with the seminary as well. And maybe the final one, I want to say thank you, because your money donated to me a couple years ago, it helped my way to be a priest. And I can be a priest because of you, to be honest with you. Even you have no idea what is the money about you donated to me a couple years ago, but we used that money to train me, and I owe you my life. Because I can become a priest because of you, because of your donation. And to be honest with you, that's it. I'm honest with you about that. I need to say thank you, and I owe you for the priesthood.